Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We hear that from the Irish Independent today that burger giant Wendy's is to open its first restaurant here next year. And I thought I'd seen this before because I seem to remember Wendy's back and making an entry into this market back in the 80s. But I did check it. They did have a presence here back in 1981. They established a company, but they never actually opened and they dissolved it in 2003. But Wendy's, yeah, they're the company known for their square hamburgers. The chain is active in more than 30 countries and territories, and its international presence represents 70% of the brand's planned expansion up to the end of next year. We're saying it's Wendy's first foray into Ireland and follows their return to the UK in 2021 following a 20-year absence. So interesting as well that the headquarters of Wendy's is in a place called Dublin, Ohio. There you go. Square Burgers in Dublin, Ohio. Now, speaking of Square Burgers, then we move to the health food store, which has been has provisional liquidators appointed to health food firms. So some bad news on this front. The appointments were made in respect of GNC Well Ireland Unlimited Company and a related company, THSD Unlimited. And they've 86 employees. They trade as the health food store across 10 stores and they've one GNC store. So really sorry to see that. And sorry to see those 86 employees probably affected by that. This company, it's part of a US GNC group, a health food operator that operates in more than 4,000 stores in 50 countries. And the High Court heard that the Irish business had been loss-making in recent years and the parent considered they were unlikely to become profitable and hence the appointment of liquidators. And yesterday I was telling you about the former Union Cafe in Mount Merion, part of the Press Up Group, being on the market with a guide price of 5.7 million. But today I read that McKillen Jr. sells the Lucky Duck pub in the city centre for less than 2 million. Lots happening, probably not in a positive way, in the Press Up Group. Seem to be disposing of a lot of assets on a one-by-one basis.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.